It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And Jethro, which is country with a twist. I like my gin with a twist of lime. So we're all good here. Barbecue Bob, what's cooking, baby?
Jop is the king of segues. No matter what word you throw at it, he's going to weave it into a sentence. I do like a twist of lime, too.
Yeah.
I like a whole wedge, actually.
Yep, exactly.
So what's happening is you're going tailgating, so I thought I'd help you with a little bit of a menu.
All right, man. that's a lot of fun. We got... I owe Barbecue Bob a giant debt of gratitude, and we're going to go public with this, is that I did an event for work on Tuesday night last week, and it was a small barbecue for about 45 people. The problem was is I had like 12 menu items, and it wasn't a problem because we pulled it off, but and I use we because Bob's in my pocket here. Bob worked his tail off cooking, and I kind of ran food out to the masses and cooked a little bit. But great time. Big thank you to Barbecue Bob. Stepped up and helped me out just a ton. We had a great time. Big shout out to Gravel Bottom Brewery. They opened up their place for us. We rented it and had a nice little private party. So real good stuff. But
those guys, they're just a good crew.
Yeah.
They're buddies.
Yep.
And that's what buddies do. They help each other.
Right. Exactly. That's what Grilling Guys are all about. So.
And their brewer is my buddy's son-in-law.
Yeah.
So it's always nice to go in there because I was at his wedding years ago.
Sure. Sure.
But that pumpkin beer they had was awesome. Their Pilsner is fantastic.
Right. And they got one called Nookie that's really a light IPA. Those are three of their more popular beers. If you've not been to Gravel Bottom Brewery, it's in Ada. I think it's 452 Ada Drive, but it's right on where Ada Drive and Fulton meet, right out there by the Amway headquarters.
All the new buildings there.
Yeah, all the new buildings.
Right on the corner, right by the Fresh Market,
right.
The Spartan store there.
Yep, exactly. But big shout out to them, too. We had great beer, great food, great fun, met a lot of good people. So life's good, man. But
it was a ton of fun. So here's the deal. His chef brought in his old smoker, and it's been there for a year or two, but it sits outside.
Right.
And it's not covered.
Right.
And it's getting rusty, and they don't use it much. When they do, it's probably fine for them, but we got to perform. We got to turn out a bunch of product.
Right.
And it was a challenge because when I opened up the coal bed, it was full of water. Because of right. all the rain.
Right.
Cover your smoker. You need to cover yours, young man.
Yeah, well, like I told you, my tent just folded up like a glove.
Is yours
in
covered
the wind.
Right now, your big one?
No, it was until the wind just tore the heck out of my
And your
canopy.
Your covers are in my woods.
I understand. But there was a tent over it until the wind started blowing 40 miles an hour and tied it in a knot. So after the show today, we're going to buy one. So... but anyway.
Well, I have one in my car for you.
I understand, but that one is our show one, and I don't, you know, whatever. We'll work
okay.
it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
So, anyway, so we had our challenges. Jop's trying to be a host along with his boss, and people are wanting to come over to the grill instead of going through the front door, getting their name tags and everything.
Right, yeah, right.
They just zero in on the food. But what a bunch of great people.
Yep.
And these Jop sells health insurance, so these are people he wants to sell health insurance to their companies.
Right.
And Rob Z,
yeah.
What a great guy.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like best friends. You're out.
That's good. That's all good, man. You know what? He'll see the light. He'll come back.
I don't see him texting you.
No.
Let's see. Here he is. Yeah, buddy, I'm good.
Yeah, right.
No, he's from Jose Babushka's fame.
Yeah.
It's just when you're hanging out at the grill with a beer, it's just, how can you not have fun?
We had a blast. And we had both the Tech, which is an infrared grill. You probably heard us talk about that. If you're new to the show, that's a high-end piece of equipment that Bob used to sell those. And I inherited one when he got a new one. And boy, that's been 7-8 years ago.
That thing is just a performer.
I know. It just keeps cranking out the great food. But yeah, so I think the star of the show was the simple recipe, and I'm going to give it to you all again, is we got from Sobey Meats. He gave me these fillets of Alaskan sockeye salmon, that real deep red colored salmon.
You think that was the star?
I do. I do. Because, well, I'm going to tell you why. It was the presentation. It wasn't necessarily the
because I was going to say the stuffed wrapped dates.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to those, too.
Or the pepperdews.
But the piece of salmon, real simple. Let's use 4 ounces of maple syrup, 4 ounces of whole grain mustard, the kind with the seeds in it, a tablespoon of rosemary, and some lemon zest, the rind off the outside of a lemon. You mix all that together. I put that fillet of salmon skin side down on a cedar plank that had been soaking for an hour so it didn't catch on fire first, right? And you spray that, or you just rub that glaze on top of it, put it on the grill, and what it was on there, maybe 10, 15 minutes, Bob, before the board was actually, the one that was the showstopper was I pulled one of those off, and the edges of the board were burning, and I grabbed it with a set of tongs, and I walked inside while it was still on fire.
And that's always the best part.
Right, yeah. And everybody's head turns like, oh, my God, what's that? And I just put it in the chafing dish. And
nobody threw a beer on you?
Right, yeah, no. They're like, oh. I'm like, don't worry, watch this. I just threw it in the chafing dish, put the lid on, and of course, then it smoked a little bit, right? And you open the top, and there's smoke coming out. It was pretty
salmon.
Cool. Right, yeah, exactly. But it was that was good.
We did that. We discovered that accidentally one year,
right.
Up north, yeah, tip up
Lake.
Town.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was turning heads there, so I did it again.
Well, the cool thing about it, if you get a thin enough cedar plank,
right,
because the fish is on a certain part of it, the only part that catches fire is the part you don't need.
Right, see,
because
edge.
with that fish on it, it's parting enough moisture on that cedar, it's not going to catch fire.
Right.
So it kind of custom trims your board for yeah, you and gives yeah. you a really nice look.
Yeah.
So the other call it a dirty salmon.
Right, yeah. The other one's hot salmon. The other one that was good, Bob mentioned, was a pitted date, which is a dried fruit.
And we covered last week.
Yeah, we covered them last week. Real quick, I put a pecan half, right, or a whole pecan in there, and then wrapped them with thin bacon and stuck a skewer through them, and we grilled them. And if you've never,
those are
probably,
always good.
You're probably wrinkling up your nose like a date with a walnut
wonderful.
And bacon. They're
wonderful.
Amazing. They're just amazing. So
a pecan
anyway,
or walnut, which make
it
up your mind.
It was a pecan. Excuse okay. me. Yes, it was. It was a pecan.
You can also do it with blue cheese
yeah.
or gorgonzola. That's yep. how we normally, that's how we first had it.
Right.
When Chef Jeff made them for us.
Right.
But these are fun, simple things you can do. And that's what this show is supposed to be about, is to just give you ideas.
Right.
Because we don't know it all.
Nope, we sure don't. But we know how to have fun.
Yeah.
And the good news is you can do all of this with one hand, because the other hand should have a beer in it
yes,
when you're
indeed.
Doing it.
Indeed.
And that's what this was all about. This beers and barbecue event was just a great time. You could do one in your backyard.
We need to do that at Schmoe's some night, because
right.
they're our sponsor,
right.
and they
yep.
have a great little beer garden.
They do. And it's a lot of work.
And there's a fence around it.
Right. It was a lot
so
of work,
the health
but there's
inspector
a lot of fun.
Can't come and bug us.
Right. Yeah. Well, if you're doing a private party, the health inspector's got no jurisdiction.
I know that.
So
I know
that's
that.
Why we were good.
Yeah.
But anyway, so,
plus,
so that's
nice
all cool.
kitchen at Gravel Bottom.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. So. What else did we cook, Bob? One more recipe.
Well, the shrimp, which I didn't have any of. I was busy. I didn't get to eat.
I didn't either.
The pepperdews were really good.
Yeah. If you don't know what a pepperdew is, it's about the size of a quarter, and it's a little red pepper.
Looks like a cherry bomb.
Right. It's like a cherry pepper. They're sweet. They're not hot, and they're cored, and then they're sold in, like, oil, right? And you take them out of the oil. Drain them.
Isn't there just a touch of heat with them?
No, not much. They're kind of a sweet pepper.
Okay.
But then I bought a goat cheese with blueberries on top. And that sounds odd too, right? But you take a little wedge of that blueberry goat cheese, put it inside the pocket of the pepperdew, and then we threw them in the smoker. And just enough to heat up that cheese a little bit to settle into that pepper, put just a light smoke flavor on them. People are like, once again, this is the part I like about doing these things like that and the dates as well. People wrinkle up their nose. They're like, oh, my God, I'd never have any of that until they try one. Then they're like, oh, I'm going to have another one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So then you know you hit a home run. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk about some dips, I think, because they're easy make-aheads, and we can serve those anytime. And who doesn't like a dip on a vegetable or a cracker or something like that? So you're listening to Grilling Guys, Country with a Twist. We hope you tune in here and get some more recipes. We'll talk to you in a second.